Sometimes we hear things like too much of a good thing could be bad for us. But never fear. Hi, I'm Darian. And I'll be back to tell you about a few vices that are actually good for you right after this.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Who doesn't love chocolate? Experts gave a hearty thumbs up to nibbling a little chocolate every day, as long as you stick to a square or two of the dark kind to minimize sugar and fat intake and maximize the benefits. Dark chocolate and cocoa may help lower blood pressure, reduce the risk of stroke, and provide other cardiovascular benefits, multiple studies have shown. Dark chocolate contains antioxidants called flavonoids, believed to improve the flexibility of blood vessels. A study published late last year found that eating 1.4 ounces of dark chocolate a day for 2 weeks reduced stress hormones in highly anxious people. To get the most bliss for your bite, check for at least 75% of cocoa content. To learn more about this and other tips, please visit health.com. Thank you for listening. With your daily healthy tips, I'm Darian.